Hey everybody, welcome back to 5150, where all the craziness happens. This is your host, Alexa. And today, I do have a very special guest. This is my bestie. Her name is Leah.
Hey guys!
So, it's Halloween time, isn't it?
Yes.
You gotta go to the stores, gotta hit everything up. It's Halloween time.
Pumpkin spice, everything nice.
So, what? Was it last weekend? No. The weekend before last, it was Novellini's birthday.
Terrible twos.
Well, I love her theme. It was bad to the bone. Love it.
Bad to the bone.
Yup, yeah. Yup. And then you, dude, that pizza place that you had it at was beautiful. It was beautiful.
You liked it?
It was just hot outside.
Hot as hell. And they didn't give us no fans or nothing.
Nova was sweating.
Dude, she was over it by the time we got there.
Yep, yep. And then you had her in that leather vest.
And a big-ass tutu.
Yep, yep. Nova, if you have something to say, come on and say it, girl.
You have something to say?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, my bad for disturbing you.
My bad.
Chicken bouillon, people.
Did she really just say chicken bouillon?
No, I did.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah, girl, Novellini's birthday party was, I think it was a hit, to be honest.
Dude, yes, but like, her birthday is when it's like hot as hell, and I like, don't really appreciate that.
Next time, you gotta do it outside, and then have like slip and slides and stuff for the kiddos.
Yeah, I agree.
Or inside.
True.
Yep, yep.
Inside with the AC, that's what I'd prefer.
Yep. So, me and you both have been watching different shows. I've been watching Animal Kingdom. Love, 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 love.
Frank!
Yes. We love our little crime shows, huh?
We do.
But you've seen Animal Kingdom, no?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it or no?
Do you?
Yes. I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
By the way, everybody, spoiler alert. We are going to spill all the beans on the spoilers. Okay? Try. But, dude, Animal Kingdom is so good. But I'm not gonna lie, my least favorite character was Baz. He didn't give a fuck about anything. Not even his own daughter. And you know that all too well, Leah.
Before into it, I'm
yeah. Come on.
Creamer do you use again? For your coffee?
The Southern Butter Pecan.
Southern Butter Pecan! Okay.
Add that to your grocery list, honey.
You hear the fucking leaf blower guy? You might want to edit that out.
I do. I reduced the noise on here.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to edit a lot of it out, too.
Okay. Go on about the Animal Kingdom. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Leah, from your knowledge, who is your favorite character in the show?
That's a hard one. Give me 1 second because I need to think on that.
1 second. You're going to look at the cast on Google and
I've seen. So, like, whoa, hold on.
That is true. But you watched it when it first came out?
Yeah.
And what was it on?
So, it was on Prime Video. And I think it's now on Netflix.
Only on Prime Video?
Yeah, it was only on Prime, or you could watch it from YouTube, but I don't pay for YouTube like that.
That's extra.
Because it came out in 2016.
And I think that's wild, but I've never even heard of it until it came on Netflix.
I like Jake, but I also like... Sean's okay. I like Jake.
Josh?
And
You mean Josh, honey?
Yeah, Josh and, Barry.
Who's Barry? Baz?
Yeah, Baz.
Yeah, because Barry's his real name. Yeah. You like Baz? I don't like him. He didn't give a fuck about his kid.
True.
He did not give a fuck.
If you like,
One moment, the leaf blower man.
There's gotta fucking blow. Anyways.
He listened.
So I know you like, Andrew.
Yeah, Pope. I love Pope. Yeah.
Like Craig and Darren together.
Yeah, individually, they're like, it's okay. But when they're together, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the duo. But the guy that plays Darren, I can't unsee him from being Kevin from the Fred movie.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, every time I look at him, I'm like, what you doing here? You're Kevin.
But I don't like any of the girls in the show. Is that fucked up?
No. The show makes the girls so unlikable. All of the girls in the show are so unlikable, except for Smurf. They make you like her, and then the show makes you turn on her. You're like, oh, you're not as good of a person as you made yourself out to be.
Do you want to know a fun fact about this show?
Spill it.
It was actually, so it came out in 2016, but in 2020s, it actually got canceled for a while by TNT.
But why?
I don't know. I just remembered it got canceled for a while. Like, there was a whole thing going on about it. Yeah.
Is it because they, like, rob people and people were like, oh, if it's that easy, maybe.
And I think TNT was just kind of like, all right, like, y'all made 6 seasons. Y'all can stop now.
Like, that's enough. Wrap it up.
Which, honestly, they need to do that with Grey's Anatomy because Grey's Anatomy needs to stop fucking filming.
Dude, Grey's Anatomy, I thought they did stop filming. I thought the show was over. But there's, like, 12 seasons.
Now they're on, like, 20 seasons.
No. That's too much. Like, cap it at, like, 10 seasons at least.
Because you're killing off all the characters. You can't just recreate a cast. Mm-mm. Right? Why are you blowing my car?
Time to go get a car wash.
That's my car. Oh, shit. He heard me. Okay. One.
Because no way.
It's like it got louder. He's like,
no, he purposely was like, oh, got it. You really testing us today.
What if he just started blowing it at Noah's face? He's like, yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
That'd be some shit, bro.
Dude, that one.
I was like, yeah, you're fired.
You're done. Let me do it.
My lawyer will be hearing about this.
It's child endangerment, sir.
Anyways, where were we?
But you know what, though? They got the leaf blowers out because it's fall time. The leaves are falling.
You know what else is falling? My hopes and dreams. Because what the fuck? You coming back around for a second round?
Dude.
There ain't that many leaves. It's autumn.
I mean, we
haven't reached fall yet.
Or he could be procrastinating just to get that money for the day.
Well, he can get that money near building 7, not near building 8. All I'm saying. Hello?
Is he really just standing there?
We get it. You're doing your job. Now skedaddle.
Let's skedaddle and get.
Go on and get.
Oh, girl. Cough it out, honey.
We also need to talk about the vape band.
Oh my goodness, stop. Okay, go ahead, girl. Talk about the vape ban.
What the fuck, Texas? What the fuck? If y'all taking away our little flavored air, y'all should take away alcohol too. Okay.
Well, they're getting paid from the alcohol companies.
Care, I'll pay out of pocket to get this very flavored air.
Oh, no, dude. The vape.
Veterans want to smoke cigarettes? No, they want to smoke that American nicotine.
No, China nicotine, honey.
China nicotine. China. Correction. China.
China.
America's going to make what? Fentanyl vape juice?
Ooh, stop. Don't say that.
Whoa, Nova.
I would cry. I would literally cry.
It just doesn't make any sense. Y'all can give us fentanyl in the hospital, but y'all worried about some damn fucking
flavored air.
Be so fucking for real.
I mean, I get it. There's nicotine in it, but, like, there's nicotine in cigarettes. Like, come on now. Yeah. Let's be so for real.
And chemicals in the fucking tobacco shit they process.
Yes. Queen.
Sad, but I'm about to look at it and be like, you done?
You need to stop turning it on and off.
Like, get away from here.
Woo! Novellini, spin around.
Yeah. You okay?
It's like she's got the zoomies right now.
She does.
She's got the zoomies. With your little powdered sugar all over your couch right now.
Oh, shit. Let me know y'all have what vacuums they'll use. Okay.
But no, really though, dude, like the whole vape ban is crazy. And then the fact that we have to like wait for the American-made vapes. Girl, it's okay. It's quiet on the mic.
And
You're
I
good.
didn't know where to, like, you know, we get like a week's heads up, then we go buy a vape, none on the shelf. You know what I mean?
Not even on the shelf, because everybody be stocking up. But you know what though? The other day I went to the vape store and I was like, yeah, I don't have no more vapes, because I saw the whole vape shelf was gone. But I went up there, right? And they were like, well, what are you looking for? And I was like, anything American made. And they go, well, we have the 50 bars, right? And they go, but we only have golden tobacco flavor right now. I walked my little happy ass out of there. What are you talking about?
At that point, I might as well click and buy a pack of cigarettes.
I know, right? But, dude, that's what my dad does. He likes the tobacco-flavored vapes.
Ew.
Isn't that so nasty?
You need your nick to shit, though. And the tobacco flavor helps.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, come on now.
Like, they should leave tobacco out of vapes and just leave that for the cigarettes.
Yeah. Leave it for the cigarette. Dude, okay, let's talk about that fucking snake that was in my house yesterday.
Dude, and you were just there with the machete ready for it.
I really was, but the deal is the machete was outside. And I didn't want to go outside. And, you know, the snake probably moved around the house.
Yeah.
Like, no. But, girl, I was quick with it. I found the machete. Flank, got it. I hit the snake on the head with the machete, and it was bleeding out.
Yeah, that head was hanging by a thread.
Yeah, and then when the in-laws came, to my rescue, and then they got it out of my house. But
that snake over there with tetanus and shit.
That's exactly what Dustin said. He was like, give that snake tetanus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snakes.
Fucking snakes. Hate that shit.
That's so crazy. You woke up from the nap and bam!
I was literally sleeping on the couch. Like, imagine if that shit was on the couch. No. Mm-mm. Leah. Burn the whole house.
At this point?
Come on now.
Because it was a baby one, too. So it's like, where's the mama? Where's the dad at?
Exactly.
Procreating near your house is sick work.
That's sick. But there is a field next to me, though, that, like, they're probably filled over there. Yeah.
Because where there's snakes, there's smaller predators.
That is true.
Yeah. But you're in the countryside, so I mean, that's pretty normal. But at least, you know.
But I'm not, like, too country where I used to live.
No. But, you know, you're still a little bit in the countryside. Yeah. Like, the snakes are like, yeah, I like this house. You.
That is true.
No, this ain't your home.
But even, like, my in-laws, though, like, where they live, it's you know, more neighborhood, I guess you'd say, and like even they have snakes over there, so it's just kind of like, I get it, it's a Texas thing, but come on now, not in the house.
Deal with a snake in my fucking house is the day that the new snake die. There ain't no way I can't with snakes. Even spiders too, like them wolf spiders that have all the babies on their back. It should
no.
But I'd rather deal with a spider than a snake.
Same. Because a spider, you could just hit it with, like, the hot shot.
And it's like, bam!
Yeah, because it paralyzes them.
Snake, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta chop off the head or something. You gotta get out the house. But I was over there, like, the snake would poke its head out, and I was over there banging the machete on the ground. I'm like, get back in there! Because it was trying to move around. No. And that's on period.
Where's the period poop?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But then, what was it? Not the weekend that just passed, but the weekend before that. It was my mom's birthday party, too.
Yeah, it was fun.
We were out at the lake.
I got to meet Dustin for the first time.
And we were just all vibing.
Just vibing, chilling at the lake, eating jalapeno poppers. Nova was sharing her goldfish with you.
She literally was like, get more. And I'm like, okay, girl.
Like, don't tell me that.
Don't tell me twice. But those jalapeno poppers, those were hella funny because my mom's best friend and her husband made them, but it was like jalapeno roulette. Like, only one had all the seeds in it.
Peppers. Hella seeds.
Hella seeds, yeah. So, like, every time you'd see someone go and get one, you're, like, peeping to see which one.
See who got it.
Yeah. Where's but no one got it, no?
No.
No one got it.
No. I was hoping it burned my butthole, but no.
No, girl. It burns the butthole, makes the tummy rumble, does all that.
A nice little cleanser. Hey, yeah, I'm liking it. You need to stop throwing stuff and wondering why it's going over the fence. No. Sorry. Say bye-bye.
Sorry. Clock it.
You can't get it. I can't get it either.
Per.
Well.
Oh, well, honey.
Today, the music.
Dude, I still can't believe Ozzy's dead. I've been talking about this for the past two episodes, that he's gone. He's gone. Oh, wait. On my mom's birthday party, I made my mom a homemade German chocolate cake. And Leah, what were your thoughts for real?
Dude, I had three slices. That shit was amazing. That shit was good as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 10 and 10 would recommend that she made all that shit from scratch.
Yep.
And that shit was good.
Do we want to start talking about things we hate?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Here we go with a segment of things I hate. But now it's things we hate because Leah Benina is here. Well, what? On TikTok, whenever something goes viral and people stock up on it, they don't get one or two. They get like 10 or 15.
For the whole family. Like, come on, y'all. Like,
and they get extra so they can sell it.
Yeah, and then they want to... Okay, I'll give an example. So, there were these viral towels and pot holders that came out for Halloween at Dollar Tree. Right? It's not even October yet. Go to Dollar Tree, none at all. Then I go in Marketplace, this lady's selling them for $5. No.
No, honey.
Like, leave them in the store. Get it, you know, like, no.
No, for real. And then it's like, you go up to the store right after you see the video, and then boom, they're all gone.
And it's like, dude.
Like, I just wanted one or two. But you got people getting, like, 10 to 20.
And they do that all the time. Like, with everything in different stores, like, just... It's not COVID. You don't need to fucking stock up on toilet paper. Get what you need for yourself and that's it. Leave an adventure for everyone else to go find and get stuff that they want or need.
Right. Like, just leave it be. Come on now.
I'll charge and give it to everyone else and stuff. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Me the fuck off.
Yeah. Especially in this economy. Like, girl. Everything be expensive now. And then what about whenever... You go trick-or-treating and, like, you take Nova. Or even when we were kids, people would put, like, a basket out for candy and it just says, oh, just take one.
You know damn well they're not just taking one.
You know damn well. But not only that, like, why aren't you out there facilitating it? Like, that's fun, handing candy out to the kids. Like, that's so much fun. And then that way you know how much the kids are getting. Be for real.
Exactly.
Like, be so real.
Because I feel like all the kids nowadays, like, the childhood nowadays is such a beige childhood. They take the colors out of the toys. You can't light up shoes at school no more. Like, it's...
And you have to have, like, plastic backpacks. Like, it's sad.
Sad as fuck.
And not only that, social media. Like, everybody be saying something on social media to where kids... are basically maturing a lot faster now, and you're like...
Faster than they need to be.
Yeah, like, just sit there and enjoy your childhood. Because it's gonna go by too quick anyways.
It's gonna go by faster than you think, whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. It's gonna happen.
Cheez-Its or goldfish?
Cheez-Its. I feel like Cheez-Its, they're just more salty.
And you like the extra toasty ones?
No, I like just regular. Extra toasty makes me feel like I'm going to crack my teeth on one.
Oh.
I just have sensitive teeth, though. Why? Do you like the extra toasty?
I do.
You do?
I do.
You don't think they taste burnt and, like, you're going to crack your tooth?
No.
Nari, it's because you already have your wisdom teeth cracking over there.
Sure do.
Sure do. I got mine gone. Girl, it's so weird because sometimes when you don't have your wisdom teeth, you'll eat. And then, like, say you're eating steak. And if it goes too back there, it just feels gummy. Like,
yeah.
Like someone with no teeth. It's weird.
Careful, Nova. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa. Get a girl.
What is your favorite and what do you miss the most as like a nostalgic snack as a kid?
Scooby-Doo snacks.
The one with the blue. Like
the one with the blue. You knew exactly what I was talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one with the blue. What about you?
I'm going to say that too. Those and the freaking Sobe drinks. You remember those? With the lizard?
With the lizard, yes. Yeah. I know what you're talking about now. I never had one, though. I just remember seeing people drink them.
Oh.
What did they taste like? Were they good? Juice?
They were good as fuck.
What was it? Juice? Tea?
Yeah. It was like a tea juice. Hey, be careful. And, no, ma'am. And it was like, the pink one tasted like a strawberry refresher from Starbucks.
Ooh.
But you can get that shit as a fountain drink. Yeah, it was legendary. And they're all want to fucking take it back and shit.
I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I was missing out on my childhood.
You definitely got robbed if you haven't had them before.
The Sobe. Dude, with the Scooby snacks, right? With the blue ones. I had a friend in elementary school and she only liked the green ones out of the pack. So me and her, we would get a whole bunch of them and some kids wouldn't want theirs. So we would just rob these kids. And we would open them all up, and I would give her all of my green, and she'd give me all of her blue. And we'd throw the rest away.
That's so real.
That's so real. Yeah. What would you say a good show is, a nostalgia show from when you were a kid that you miss?
I really miss Good Luck Charlie.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. No, I like Good Luck Charlie because it was like the older sister and she's like, this is what's going to happen when you're older.
Yeah, like I miss Good Luck Charlie.
I miss JoJo's Circus.
JoJo's Circus?
It was like animation, but it looked like claymation, but it wasn't. But like, it was a whole family just circus people.
Yeah.
I miss it. I loved it. But it also, like, had a lot of bad ideas, like putting a kid in a cannon and shooting him.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Ooh, wait, what was your favorite costume that you dressed up as a kid for Halloween?
Mulan.
So,
you know, I'm a white girl, but still, I love my little Mulan.
And that was before people were up in arms about cultural appropriation.
Mm.
It was a cultural appropriation. It was cultural appreciation.
Yeah, because I love Mulan.
So, like, did you have your hair down and straight or what? Like, how was your costume? What did it look like? Paint a picture.
I think it was a slick back bun. And I was in, like, a silk-like red Chinese robe.
I love that. I was a little, like, ninja girl for Halloween one year. That's not my favorite one. But my mom had a coworker that was from China, and she made it. Like, she sewed this silk, like, authentic Chinese garb. Loved it.
We love that.
And my mom had my hair in a bun, but she put it up with chopsticks. So I had two chopsticks in my hair.
Chopsticks, too, but I can't really remember.
We love Mama Mary.
I just made a Walmart order.
Delivery?
Yeah, delivery.
Yeah.
I look like going into that fucking store. You know, on TikTok, I heard they're changing all the light bulbs and stuff in Walmart to where it's, like, not good for our health. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting it delivered.
Frequency. So, if anyone doesn't have Walmart Plus, I definitely recommend getting it.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though?
Came in handy.
Yes. But the Walmart Plus came out whenever I lived, you know, way out in the country. And I'm glad that it came out when it did, because now I'm really just enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yes, you can say it. I also enjoy it.
Yeah. And it's just easy, but except for my last time when I waited almost all freaking day for them to get here. That really irked me, dude. Oh, now somebody mowing their lawn over here at my house.
Oh, geez, Louise.
I know. I mean, I will say it's great weather to do it, though.
Yes.
It's great weather. If you, honestly, outside when it feels like this, this is the weather I thought it was in the movie Halloween Town. Because they weren't sweating or nothing.
I think that that's the movie I'm going to put on for Nova tonight. I washed her Halloween PJs. I think we're going to watch Halloween Town tonight.
Do it, dude.
Do you not, Nova? I also have to go pee.
We'll go pee. I'll edit it out. Yeah. I just read a thing that said we can definitely... I didn't think that this was the case, but we can definitely order vapes online.
I told you, ho.
You're right. I didn't even know.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away.
Exactly. Dude, what the heck is Hot Pot?
Hot Pot is basically a place where a lot of places don't clean the equipment properly. So when you're putting your raw meat on the hot pot or cooking it in the hot, spoiled, flavored...
Whatever.
You're having maggots underneath all that shit because they don't clean it. I've seen so many. There's this place in LA, Hot Pot, very expensive place to eat. People love eating it. This one guy went there doing his little ASMR video. Maggots crawling up while he was dipping his stuff in cheese. And I'm like, yeah, no, you will never catch me, you know.
But do you think those places would be good if they cleaned their equipment properly?
If they actually took time to clean their shit, yes.
Dude, that is so scary. Hang on, I want to see this video of what you're talking about. What do I type in? Maggots Hot Pot?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm scared to even watch this. Dinner horrified after maggot. There's a lot of maggots, too.
A lot of maggots, yeah.
And I thought those places looked good, too, though.
Yeah, they do, but they're expensive, and it's just, like, for y'all not to clean your equipment properly is crazy.
Have you been to, like, Benihana?
I've been to a Benihana, I've been to Nami, I've been to a lot of really nice, you know, where they cook it in front of you type shit.
See, I've never been somewhere like that, like, where you sit around the table and watch them cook.
Yeah, I've been to, like, 3-4 different places, and they're fun, but also if you have anxiety and you're going as, like, a couple, not a family... Be prepared to be on spot because they're going to throw shit at you.
Well, okay, so the reason why I bring that up is because I saw a video earlier today, though.
Go on.
Where it was one of those restaurants, right? And the chef, you know, got their little bottle of oil and was pouring it on the onions. And then the whole top of the bottle came off and all, and you know, everything got oil on it. And it started a fire towards the customers. I'm like, that's an easy lawsuit right there. But, like, ever since I saw that, I'm like, yeah, no, I think I'm good.
I think you should try it at least once in your life.
At least just once? Okay. Yeah. But people say that the food is pretty mid. Like, you're just paying for the entertainment.
Sometimes. Yeah, really, you are.
That's really not bad. That's crazy, though. And what's the fondue places? Is that the same with maggots and stuff?
Hot.
But what, the fondue places, that's more bread though, huh? Like bread and crackers?
Vegetables.
Got it.
More up your alley.
More healthy. It's more healthy.
It's more up your alley. I can't believe I'm going to pick up all that disaster inside.
But I feel like it's fine. You're good. It's fine.
Apple. Where?
You think she's saying asshole?
She's saying apple. Apple? Where? Where's an apple? You want an apple?
Apple.
Yay! Yay, apple.
We love a good apple. Clean your teeth.
We love apples.
Apples and peanut butter?
Apples and banana.
I love that she's just sitting there in her little rocking chair. Dude, Nova's going to be that girl that will sit out there with you in her little rocking chair with some sweet tea.
No, I swear.
Like, she's gonna be that girl. You think when she's doing that, she's trying to scare you?
Yeah. But she's not scaring me.
She's just being silly.
Don't mess with mommy's snake hole.
Oh! Novellini.
Ooh. Ooh. That was scary.
I mean, Papa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sit down.
Rapping in the USA. Surfing in the USA. No hands.
She's standing on a rocking chair and she's going back and forth like she's surfing. Little girl. Little girl. Come on now. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. You already know where to find me, Alexa Bublex, on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you so much. Catch you next time.